The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Puerto Rico's economic crisis has gotten deeper this summer. This month, the U.S. Commonwealth defaulted on $1 billion of debt, and the U.S. Congress approved a federal oversight board to rescue the island. Puerto Ricans living on the U.S. mainland want a say in how that happens, so they recently created a more unified front called the National Puerto Rican Agenda, or NPRA. The group includes a South Florida chapter, which reflects the surprising growth of Florida's Puerto Rican population here, not just in Central Florida. Natasha Otero Santiago is a Puerto Rico native and a Miami public relations consultant. She chairs the NPRA in South Florida, and she sat down with me to discuss Puerto Rico's emergency and how Puerto Ricans escaping it are changing our demographic landscape.
Natasha, thanks very much for talking with us.
Very, very happy to be here.
You still have family and friends in Puerto Rico. What are they telling you about how hard it is to live on the island?
It is becoming harder, especially in the San Juan area, which is the main city. Public schools are closing, hospitals are closing or have doctors leaving, one doctor a day leaving Puerto Rico. And the government, it doesn't have the money to fix streets, to fix the water, the electrical power of Puerto Rico. My mother or my family can have one day without electricity for 4, 5, 6 hours. Now with the Zika virus, everybody is very concerned about the Zika virus. And what happened here in Florida 6 years ago, the foreclosure problem, it's actually happening in Puerto Rico for the last 2 years. So yes, I have friends that are moving with their families to Florida.
Economists say the solution to Puerto Rico's troubles is for the U.S. to give the Commonwealth access to bankruptcy protection. But that means getting Puerto Rico more clout in Congress, even though the island isn't really represented there. Was building that clout a big reason the National Puerto Rican Agenda was founded last year?
Yes. Actually, what we realize is there are a lot of organizations that have their roots in Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans. We saw the need to bring together all these organizations like an alliance and be a voice. So now we're having the Constituent Public Assembly in Camden, New Jersey on the 24th of July for issues that affect Puerto Rico at this moment. There is the famous oversight board chosen by Congress that is going to actually rule over Puerto Rico's economy. It is seven people. Only one person has to have residency in Puerto Rico. So what we're trying to do is be a watchdog of this oversight board.
Florida now has more than 1 million Puerto Rican residents.
Exactly. With the amount living in Florida, you would think we would have more representation. We still don't have a federal House representative that is Puerto Rican.
From Florida.
From Florida, exactly. We do have a Puerto Rican Democrat called Darren Soto running for the House seat that Alan Grayson is leaving. And then here in South Florida, we do have one Puerto Rican that is running for District 118.
So we're that person's name is?
Democrat Robert Asensio. The perception that Puerto Ricans are all Democrats is not completely true.
Are Puerto Rican numbers down here in South Florida growing that fast?
They are. Everybody says 750,000 Puerto Ricans live in Tampa, I-4, Orlando, but South Florida is growing much quicker. So there is 300,000 or more, and there were 100,000 Puerto Ricans in Miami-Dade and 100 in Broward and Palm Beach.
What, to your mind, are the differences between the older, more established Puerto Rican communities like New York and the younger communities like those here in Florida?
They are different. They are different. I always say that they keep Puerto Rico very close to their heart. But the ones in New York are 30% island-born. South Florida and Florida, the number rises to almost 70% of island-born. I have lived in Miami for 22 years, but my family, everybody, is still in Puerto Rico. So there is that connection to the island. When you have that, you have to be more of a watchdog.
Natasha, thanks again for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Natasha Otero Santiago chairs the South Florida chapter of the National Puerto Rican Agenda. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.